Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and it is glorious, weather-wise. Cold and steady, 73 degrees, but the magic number here is humidity, right around 50%. If you've not been outside today, get yourself outside, open a window, enjoy it. And this weekend, you have the opportunity to be in the audience at the Altria Theater, something called Avatar, The Last Airbender in Concert. Now, you know, I love the Altria. I'm there all the time for the Broadway shows. There's such great events that take place there. There's some great concerts. It's just a great venue, I'm telling you, for whatever you're going to see. But I don't know exactly completely what this is. Now, fortunately, Emily Marshall, who is the conductor and the musical director, is going to be able to share a little bit of insight, shed some light on this. Emily, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you mind explaining, is this a Broadway show? Is it a concert? Is it a floor wax? Is it a dessert topping? Exactly what is this?
Totally. So this is a film in concert. And what that means is the Avatar, the Nickelodeon animated show, will be projected on a screen on stage and will be accompanied by a live orchestra, a 14-piece orchestra with four vocalists as well. And we will be playing the iconic music of Avatar along with the projections on the screen. So it's kind of, it's a concert experience, and it's like a movie or a show. It's kind of all combined in one, which is really cool.
Exactly. All right. So I like the sounds of this, Emily. I just want to be fully prepared, which sounds a little weird, but yeah, like my wife does research before she goes to a concert. So before we come to this, should we go back and watch the film again?
Well, you can go back and watch the show if you'd like to. I mean, it's a great show, and there's a lot of big fans in the audience. So people come in costume, people come with excited to see their favorite characters. But what we really want to give you is a whole concert experience, but for all ages, for anybody who's familiar with the show or isn't familiar with the show, because you'll see a story happening on the screen. But we really want people to have fun at the experience, too, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to feel like a stuffy concert. We want you to cheer for your favorite characters. We want you to be excited and really engage in the whole performance. And that makes it fun for us on stage performing, too.
I can imagine, and that is so cool that you, I'm glad you used the S word, stuffy, because let's face it, sometimes people hear orchestra and they go, do I have to rent a tux? Is it an evening gown? What are we going to do? But you're saying, this is all fun, great live music that is complementing everything you're going to see on the screen. And then you talk about the costumes, and look, I've got images of perhaps going to see a movie at midnight and throwing stuff at the screen.
Totally.
Right. Okay.
And it's cool music too. It's more like a film score. So we have a huge percussion section in the back, with lots of drums and so many cool sounds. There's also all these different Asian flutes that are being used. So there's a lot of sounds that you wouldn't necessarily hear at a normal orchestral concert as well.
Right.
So I think that really adds to the excitement and the just the experience of the whole thing.
I love it. Emily Marshall is joining us. She is the music director. She is the conductor. And I should point out, Emily, this is not the first time you've done something like this, because as memory serves, we got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and you had all of your fingers involved in that, didn't you?
Yes, I was conducting and music directing that as well.
Yeah, which is, I won't tell anybody. Which one was more fun?
Oh gosh, they're so different.
Yeah.
Like this one's cool because we don't get a break. There's no period of the entire show that we are not playing music. Spider-Man, you know, you saw the whole movie, so we do a song here and there and underscore that. But this is played all the way through. So this one's, it's a beast for the orchestra to get through. But it's so much fun, and Jeremy Zuckerman has just written a beautiful score. Yeah. And I think there's not really anything that sounds like it. So besides the experience being fun for all ages and everybody who comes to the show, you go away with, you get to see a film score live, you know?
Yeah. I think that is so cool, and I think it is wonderful to hear what you have planned. And then I've got to wonder, your background is such, and everybody should know this about you, Emily, you have played all over the world, right? I mean, I'm looking at some of the amazing venues, Madison Square Garden, the Hollywood Bowl, the O2 Arena, Royal Albert Hall. How's our little old Altria Theater stack up to those?
I love performing at the Altria. And you always have great crowds and audiences, too, that makes us really want to come back.
Yes.
So I've enjoyed all my time there.
Yeah. The Altria, I think, has been able, especially with the Broadway and Richmond series, to attract very dedicated audience. Boy, we go there for that. So how long does something like this take? When do they just call you up and go, hey, Emily, listen, we got this really wacky idea. I remember Avatar the movie. We'd like you to sit down, write the score, and then play it while people are watching the movie. Get back to us. Let us know how it's working out. How does that actually come down to fruition?
Well, this has been in the works. The show was on Nickelodeon 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing has been in the works. Like almost 10 years. They've been like talking about it.
Wow.
I got involved this year. We did two shows, the U.S. premiere in San Francisco and in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And they were for sold out audiences, and everyone just had such a great time. And it was such an exciting experience. But then the whole world's tour was kind of built from there.
Right.
So this show is going all across Europe. There's going to be dates released for other places coming soon too. So it's just growing bigger and bigger. And so Jeremy and his orchestrator, Brian, actually built the music, and then they ended up putting the visuals after the music was all built together, which I think is interesting and kind of the opposite of the way I think it was.
Yeah, like I have this image, Emily. If somebody says, okay, you are now hired to write the score for the film, well, I'm going to sit there and watch the film, and there's the digital timer, right? And I say it's 6 minutes and 15 seconds. So you're telling me they did the music first and then went back and said, now we're going to fit it into the film? That's
fascinating. Yeah, and they took visuals from the show that, like, worked in the specific section.
Yeah.
Because everything's built, there's, like, a title card about, like, this is Zuko, this is this character.
Right.
And so you see the title card, and then that whole little scene and that musical cue is built for that moment.
Wow. All right. Well,
it's really cool, and the fans just love it. They really do.
I am excited. I am very, very excited. You got a 14-piece orchestra. Is somebody playing the bass?
There is no bass in this one.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well,
we got cello, though. And we have a bass vocalist who's singing some really low stuff.
All right. Well, you know, those of us who played bass, nobody ever remembers us in the cool things. I know, but, you know, if you need a beat, we're your people. I'm just saying.
That's true. It's very important. I do understand.
Well, it's okay. I'm still excited. AltriaTheater.com. I'm looking at it right now. Tickets are available. Just go to AltriaTheater.com. Emily, it is an absolute pleasure to have you here. I cannot wait to welcome you to the Altria Theater on Saturday. And
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just excited about this. So thank you so much for making some time for us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and excited to have you there.
Thank you. That is Emily Marshall. She is the musical director. She is the conductor. Avatar, The Last Airbender, in concert. I kept saying film, and that's on me. I know it was a television show. I know. And what do you want? It's a Wednesday. I'm having one of those moments. But this does look like it's going to be a great, great adventure. So it's this Saturday. And if you want your tickets, I would just suggest going to AltreaTheater.com. There's a link right there. You get your tickets. Should be a great time. I'm really amazed at the way that Emily described it. They started with the music and then went back and looked at the visuals. You know, one of my favorite artists of all time. In fact, my favorite artist of all time is Warren Zevon. Late, great Warren Zevon. And Warren, at a certain point in his life, became a very, very successful writer of music for films, you know, doing scores for films. And there's some video in one of the biographies that I've seen, one of the biographical documentaries, and he is sitting there with a couple of screens. And it's all the images, and there are digital clocks down to a fraction of a second, and he's writing out the music. So I just, that's always been sort of my vision for somebody who's doing a score for a film or a television show, right? You want the music to fit the visual. But boy, to have the visual come in second, this is going to be great. So that's all. I know I sound like I'm blabbering here because I'm blabbering, but it just does sound really, really interesting. AltreaTheater.com. Coming up at 5:33, our pal Mike Dickinson is going to be here. Mike, as you know, is our citizen reporter. He does the reporting, quite frankly, that is not done by the vast majority of our legacy news media folks. We do have some solid reporters in town. I want to be clear on that. I always point my fingers in the direction of my friend, the crime insider from CBS 6, John Burkett. I don't think there's anybody better. Period. End of story. Just the best reporter in Central Virginia. So we're always happy when he joins us. But Mike is picking up some of the slack, I'm telling you that. And he's doing some great reporting on things that a lot of people don't pay attention to. Local politics is not really covered anymore. And we have such an unfolding collection of calamities at the Richmond City Hall. Mike has got that for sure when he joins us at 5:33. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, if it's not listening to John Reed, please cancel it so that you can listen to John Reed tomorrow starting at 6. Like I said, John spent his own money to go to the Democrats' convention in Chicago, and I will be listening tomorrow at 6 a.m. Make sure you are as well. It is 4:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.